This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado businesses paid $1.1 billion in tariffs last year, says State Treasurer Dave Young. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Colorado's tariffs are the highest in more than a century due to President Donald Trump's trade wars, Young said during a conference call for journalists. He says it's hard for businesses to adapt because the import taxes are unpredictable.
Policies are announced and they're changed, they're reversed, they're escalated with little warning. That creates chaos for business owners trying to plan investments, hire staff, or set prices.
Young says some Colorado companies are now trying to get refunds since the Supreme Court struck down many of the tariffs earlier this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The Colorado Court of Appeals has upheld the conviction of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, but has ordered her to be resentenced. In the ruling released this morning, the court found that the 9-year sentence was based on improper consideration of her free speech rights. CPR's Tom Hess has been on this case since the start, and he reviewed the 78-page ruling.
While this resentencing thing is a pretty big deal, the original conviction all stands. Tina's defense team challenged numerous portions of that conviction, defenses that she should have been allowed to make, issues she should have been able to bring up, prosecutorial misconduct. None of those held water with the Court of Appeals.
Peters was convicted in 2024 on charges related to improper access to voting equipment after the 2020 election. A mix of rain and snow in Grand Junction overnight with a freeze warning in effect for early tomorrow morning. This is CPR News.